it's sad to say, but I still have animosity. I can't watch the Colts to this day, and I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way I do, because it's part of our childhood, I think. You know, and you look back on your childhood when everything was pleasant and, you know, there were good times, you didn't have nothing to worry about, and the blue and white were part of that. And like Tom Matty said, they were entrenched in our neighborhoods. They were part of us. That we were them. They were us. And
did it surprise you that so many, and Tom mentioned this, so many of the old Colts stayed here? I mean, so many from the 58 team, which is a little after my time, stayed here. So you knew who these guys were, and they were...
Correct. You saw them at the grocery stores.
The grocery store,
especially
right.
In the Cockeysville, you know, Delaney.
Exactly,
you know. Yeah, I mean, they worked hand-in-hand beside some of the guys in car lots and mm-hmm. Sparrows Point. You hear that? Because, let's face it, these guys, they probably got good deals on cars and they never bought a meal. But you know what? They were treated like gold here. And where else were they really going to go
right.
Back in them days? And they had a good life here.
Right. Do you root for the Ravens?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, so Baltimore's always going to be your... The Colts are always going to be your team, at least...
The well, I 15 years, I had season tickets with the Ravens.
Okay.
You know? So, I love the Ravens. I do, but I'm 57 years old, and like I said, a part of my youth was involved with the Colts. And I don't know, you know, I'm lost for words, really, to say anything more about it, basically.